closely in the ICU as a nurse, I often forget that other people may not know what this is or what it's used for, so I figured I would explain it to you. Introducing the PureWick. You might overhear your nurses calling this a twat dog, cooter canoe, wop mop, dick wick, John Wick, thought dog, peach leech, and honestly, we come up with a lot of interesting, unique names for this guy. The PureWick system is a non-invasive way to help people who have urinary incontinence or have trouble getting to the bathroom. There's also a male version available, but some hospitals don't have that. They only have these, so we can use them on both men and women or any gender. Instead of using a traditional catheter, the ones that we place inside your body, this is an external one and it sits on the outside of your body. Now, this isn't the whole thing. You'll see this connected to tubing that is connected to wall suction or portable suction. It's placed between your legs, against your genitals. It gently pulls urine away from the body using the soft wick and the low pressure suction system, which keeps the skin dry and reduces risk of infection. Now, there can be some side effects. If it's not positioned correctly or changed regularly, it can cause skin irritation and moisture buildup. It can also leak if it's not positioned correctly. Unfortunately, it's not covered by all insurance, but it's worth checking out because if you have a